the situation have been worsening for months, and the team have been trying its utmost to continue the activity no matter what. But we reached to a point that it was not possible anymore because of security, because of lack of supply, because of lack of adequate response, and we didn't have the means to treat the people in a proper way. So we had to take this really difficult decision. And beginning of December 2024, the shelling starts in Zamzam, which was a major escalation in the conflict, because so far the IDP camps was a kind of spare.
Did you say in December the shelling started in the camp?
Yeah, in Zamzam. So before that, for months, there was offensive in El Fashir, which is 20 kilometers northward than Zamzam. But Zamzam was kind of spared. So the shelling starts in December, quite close to one of our OPD outpatient departments. So we first had early December to stop one part of our activity, including one of our nutrition programs, which have already a huge impact on Zamzam, because access to food and nutrition, especially for the children, is really a high needs.
Zamzam is a huge camp, like you said, 500,000 people. What are these people going to do to receive any kind of health care, or especially emergency health assistance, when you leave? Because I don't know if there's anybody else who's helping to take care of them.
No, honestly, since we left, so the suspension of the decision was really based on the fact that we were not able to refer because our ambulance had been shooted at. So it was like a kind of humanitarian dilemma every time we need to send some people. Like, should we really send the ambulance and take the risk of someone to be dead on the road to save a life? So it was impossible to work. So that's why the decision was so complicated. It's because we know that because of the shelling, because of the attack, the health condition, for there were so many injured during the last day of our activities. We received so many injured, but still we had to shut down, knowing that there was no other actor to take over.
Why is the camp being shelled? Are there men in the camp that have weapons?
No, actually, it's something we can easily see by the way it has been attacked. The first attack was from the north, and then a few days later it was from the south, and RSF managed to get inside the camp quite easily, if I can say. And the camp was only protected by youth of Zamzam and some volunteers. On the 12th and the 13th, then some reinforced from a troop of SAF and joint forces came. But the camp was actually taken really easily because it was not really prepared for any attack, and there is not a high presence of military. But
so are they going after it for the food and the water, or what are they doing?
But so far they were feeling kind of safe inside Zamzam, but the access to food and water was really a challenge. There is some farms areas around Zamzam, so most of the people were going to the farm during the day to try to have some culture there. But most of the people are actually trapped, especially since the recent week, which with the deterioration of the situation and the intensification of the conflict, all the areas surrounded El Fashir and Zamzam were under attack. That's why we saw, before the attack of Zamzam, early February, a massive arrival of new IDPs coming inside Zamzam, because the Shagra area, which is located northwest of Zamzam, have been burned down and looted and attacked by RSF.